Danas si možemo pogledati zdaj, zadnje smo gledali šum, se pravi pojave per majhnih signalih, mi si moramo danas pogledati ta drugi konc radijske zvezde. Si moramo pogledati, kaj se dogaja per velikih močeh, ne per majhnih signalih, kot pa per velikih. So today we have to look at the other end of the radio link. So in the transmitter I need a power amplifier here. Power amplifier fits the antenna. And on the other side of the link I have the low noise amplifier. So last time we were talking about the noise figure here, or the noise temperature, so the noise temperature of my receiver, the noise figure of my receiver, the antenna noise we were talking about. But today we have to look at the other end of the link. We have to look at what is actually going on in the transmitter. So the transmitter here probably needs a battery. It's a DC power source, and this power source is feeding power. So how much DC power do we need for a certain transmitter power here? So what is the efficiency here? What is the distortion? So se pravi, vprašamo se tukaj za popačenje. Vprašamo se za izkoristek tega našega oddajnika, ki vsebuje načelalnik, ker nas v zadnje ni vseeno, koliko bomo mi tukaj porabili elektrike, ne? Se pravi, koliko časa baterija traja od telefona, ali pa, če imamo kakšen večji oddajnik, kakšen račun bo treba plačati elektro, ne? Recimo, RTV pr nas počasi ugašajo srednje valovne oddajnike, ljudje to malo poslušajo. Je pa grozen energetski porabnik, ne? Tam žale, ki bo je oddajnik 300 kW, tu, če je tu 24 ur na dan vključeno 300 kW, tudi za ogromen proračun od RTV-ja, ki ima zanesljiv proračun, vsakmu državljanu pošlje položnico, ne? Ampak še zmeraj ti ta denar je rata dosti. Ne? So we have to think about how much power is draining our transmitter. How long does it take to drain the battery of your mobile phone? What is going to be your electricity bill if you are running a high-power broadcast transmitter? This is not the same. And last but not least, what is the cost of the transmitter? Because the transmitter, also the device that's being used in the transmitter, is the more powerful the device, the higher the cost of the device. Na zadnje treba tudi pogledati, koliko stane ta stvar nekaj. Oddajnik velike moči, bo tudi težko. No in ta prva stvar, kar si moramo pogledati, je nasičenje. Ne? In za nasičenje bom jaz risal tako diagram, da smo tu dosti krat risali, da bom risal tukaj logaritem vhodne moči in tukaj bom risal logaritem izhodne moči. Ne? Naš računalnik, ne? So the first time to look at is what are the power levels of our amplifier that has an input stage, has an output stage, has an input power, has an output power. What is the relationship? V takšni logaritemski skali, če imamo enake skale zgore in spode, ne, je v takšni logaritemski skali naša krivulja premica pod 45 stopinj. Ne. Torej, ta kot tukaj je zdaj 45 stopinj. Ne. Ta razdalja tukaj je logaritem močnostnega ojačenja. Ne. Tukaj nekaj ojačenja, ne? Izhodna moč z vhodno močjo je ojačanje. Ne? Logaritem tega linearnega ojačanja, ne? je zdaj tisti naš odmik od koordinatnega zbira. So drawing with such a plot, if we have identical scales for the input power and output power, the response is a right straight line, and this straight line goes at an angle of 45 degrees if we have the same decibel scale here and same decibel scale. Na spodnjem koncu ta stvar postane nezanesljiva, ker tukaj gremo v šum. So at the bottom part we get into noise. We don't know what this line exactly. But in the upper part we can get into saturation. Na gornjem koncu te krivulje lahko pridemo v nasičenje. In to se zgodi čisto z vsakim ojačevalnikom, da je nasičenje, samo ni pri vseh ojačevalnikih ta pojav nasičenja enak. Ne? Imamo ojačevalnike, ki tudi, kada pridemo tukaj čez gor, ta moč še zmerom narašča, sem ne pod nekaj nižjim kotom. Ne? Imamo tudi ojačevalnike, ki kada pridemo tukaj gor, se njihovo delovanje povsem poruši in moč začne se dopadati. Ne? Tako da je zdaj ta pojem nasičenja je tukaj težko opredeliti. Ne? So, it's easy to say that we have saturation, but defining what is saturation is a very difficult job, because we see that the response of the amplifier is no longer a straight line. What actually happens with an amplifier, we cannot say the term saturated power is really undefined here. We do have amplifiers that work as a limiter. And this is usually all solid state devices. Transistori so pozvali takšni, da se obnaša kot omejevalnik in tukaj bi lahko rekli, da je tu moč nasičenja. Ne? So we could call this power saturated. But not all devices are this way. Precisely speaking, there is no device that has a really a perfect horizontal line. V resnici, tudi noben transistori približno imajo tak vodoraven odziv tukaj, ampak tudi tranzistori se ta odziv še zmerom nekaj spreminja. Ne? Tako da ta moč nasičenja je zdaj tak pojem dokaj slabo definiran. Ne? In na ta način ne moramo mi opisati ojačevalnika. Ne? S kakšnim opisom potem gremo naprej? Kakšen opis bi tukaj naredili? No? In tisti opis, ki ga bomo tukaj vzeli, odtej, da pogledamo, kdaj vse te krivulje imajo skupno lastnost, da se odmaknejo prav od premice. Ne? So all the curves of all possible amplifiers detach from this straight line. They become different from this straight line. What these amplifiers are? Kakšne so te ojačevalnike, recimo cevno potujoče valove, ki se dosto uporabljajo mikrovalovi, je takšen ojačevalnik, ki če ga prekrmilimo, se njegovo delovanje poruši in da ven še manj moči. Se pravi, imamo ojačevalnik, ki se mi krivulja dol zlomi. Ne? Pa ne da bi se cel pokvarila, ampak preprosto elektromagnetno polje se poruši, če ga prekrmilimo. So, traveling wave tube, frequently used in microwaves, especially on satellites, broadcast satellites, is such a device that if we overdrive a traveling wave tube, the output power is going to decrease. We are not going to damage the tube. It's not a destruction of the tube. But the tube is no longer producing the power it could with the proper drive, because the electromagnetic field inside the tube collapses. We have amplifiers like lasers. let us that if we increase the power, they still increase the rod power, but the increase is quite small. Laser je na primer takšen načevalnik, če mi povečujemo vhodno moč. Laser kot načevalnik, kot oscilator, ne? Laser intended as an amplifier, not as an oscillator. It will still increase its output power if we increase the input power, but this increase will not be that much. This, with a laser, it's impossible to define saturated power. Z laserjem ne moremo določiti, koliko je to moč nasičenja. Ne? Tako da ta pojav nasičenja je tukaj težko opisati, kaj bi se tukaj točno dogajalo. Ne? No, na kakšen način bi lahko opisali to? Vse te krivulje se odcepijo proč od premice. Ne? No, in en tak primer opis bi bil, da tukaj rečemo, pa dajmo si izbrati točko, ker se te krivulje odcepijo od naše premice z eno določeno veličino. Ne? Z en delta g v decibelih, in tu ponavadi izberemo en decibel. Taka točka zagotovo obstaja z vse gradnike. Ne? So, if we select this definition of a saturation, when the gain decreases by a specified amount, say, 1 decibel, this, regardless of the kind of saturation of our amplifier, the technology is built in, this point exists for all known amplifiers. So it's something we can define. Kaj to pomeni? Tukaj pomeni, da imamo praktično P linearna minus en decibel, ne? Ali pa P linearna, pisano v linearnih enotah, minus 20%. So this means that the linear power actually decreases here by 1 dB, or we get 20% less power. In to točko zdaj imenujemo PNDB. So this power is called P1dB. It is not exactly P-saturated. P-saturated may be larger than P1dB. But it's something we can define for every amplifier. Se pravi, ta PNDB zdaj ni isto kakor moč nasičenja. Ampak ta moč nasičenja obstaja, mogoče lahko rečemo, približno za določene ojačevalnike, medtem ko PNDB obstaja za katerikoli ojačevalnik. Ta je zmerno definirana, ker je definirana krivulje. Ni definirana, da mora biti premica vodoravna, ne? So we do not require the line to be horizontal here. We just require that the line detaches from the curve detaches from the straight line by 1 dB. And this always is. Ta stvar zmerno obstaja, tako da imamo eno definicijo. No, še ena stvar je tukaj pomembna. Ne? Pomembno je to, da ker jaz imam tukaj linearna moč minus 20%, tu pomeni, da imam zmerno popačenje. So, since the linear power here in this point decreases by just 20%, I have some moderate distortion. Moderate here means not too much. We can still tolerate, we can still live with that distortion. Here, we have huge distortion. Tukaj imamo visoko popačenje. Jasno, tukaj bomo morali s popačenjem računati, to popačenje je hudo, ne? Če smo tako dali. Pač pa v točki PNDB je tu popačenje še razmeroma znosno, se ga da popraviti. So in the P1dB point, the distortion can be tolerated, the distortion can be compensated for. Se pravi, ga lahko tukaj ga lahko izločimo z primerno obdelavo signala. Se pravi, tukaj so stvari pod nadzorom.
So the distortion here can be tolerated, it can be corrected, the distortion. While here things are out of control. Here we can live with it.
Kakšne so zdaj? Številke, da se pravi TP in DB, dosti krat rečemo temu moč nasičenja. So this P1 DB frequently is called saturated power of an amplifier, but it is not the correct definition. The correct definition for saturated power would be, it's slightly higher, it's here, saturated power, so saturated power could be here. Only if we have a response like the green curve here, samo če imamo tako obliki, ne, zelene krivulje, tu bi bilo zdaj plasat, ne, je malo višja, ne. Only if we have such an amplifier, but this is not always the case. So P1 dB is frequently called saturated power, but it is not exactly the same thing. P1 dB is a very convenient means of specifying amplifiers. Se pravi, P in dB je nekje tista uporabna vrednost. Zakaj je to uporabna vrednost? Zato, ker v točki P in dB popačenje je znosno. So the distortion in P1, why is P1 dB useful? First, because distortion can be tolerated and corrected for. Ampak tudi drugače, če gledamo ojačevalnik, ne, tukaj ponavadi njegovo ojačanje je še zmerom uporabno. So in the P1 dB, se pravi, pri točki P in dB, naše ojačanje tukaj je zdaj G in dB, bi lahko rekel, ne. To je G linearno manj N dB, ne. To je še uporabno. In the P1 dB point, our amplifier is still providing some useful gain. This may not be the case in deep saturation. Ker v globokem nasičenju tukaj lahko ojačevalnik sploh ne ojačuje več, lahko slabisne signal, ne. Ker se krivulje točno. Lahko bi, recimo, slabljenje, konec slabljenja bi imeli, če si potegnemo premico skoraj koordinatno izhodišče, if we draw a 45 degree straight line here, you see when we are under this dotted line, we no longer have any gain. We have loss in our amplifier. So, in deep saturation, an amplifier may actually introduce loss because the saturation is so deep. But here, the amplifier still produces useful gain. Kakšen je zdaj račun za naš oddajnik tukaj? Ne? No, zdaj račun za naš oddajnik je, če imamo ojačevalnik v razredu A. Ne? If we have a class A amplifier, P1 dB divided by the power produced, supplied by the power source, is in the range of 30%. Theoretically, it is smaller or equal than 50%, but practical figure is 30%. Se pravi, v točki P in dB, ojačevalnik, njegov izkoristek takšnega ojačevalnika je v velikost na razredu 30%. In s tem smo že dosti povedali. Ne? S tem že vemo, če hočemo, če bomo naš oddajnik uporabljali pri tej moči, vemo, koliko veliko baterijo tukaj potrebujemo. Ne? So, knowing that a class A amplifier has an efficiency of approximately 30% at P1 dB, so P1 dB divided by the DC power supplied from the source, is in the range of 30%. So this is could be called also efficiency at 1 dB point. It is less than 50% in theory. It's around 30% for a practical amplifier. Če se pogovarjam o izkoristku, ne? Izkoristek je zdaj our efficiency should be really defined in this way. Output power divided by the DC power plus the input power. U resnici jaz bi moral pri izkoristku pisati izhodno moč, spodaj je pa vsota vseh moči, ki pride v ojačevalnik, se pravi in enosmerna moč in vhodna moč. Ne? Ampak ta vhodna, upamo, da je majhna. Ne? So, this input power into an amplifier, we should really talking about efficiency, we should get the ratio from the output power divided by everything that comes in the amplifier. This is both the DC power that comes and the drive power, the input power. Because this driving power is very small, we usually neglect it. Dosti krat to moč, kar milije nalog zanemarjamo, ampak spet moramo biti previdni, kaj govorimo. Pri kakšnemu laserju tega ne smemo narediti. So with the laser, we shouldn't talk about neglecting the input power. It may be quite large. Tudi pri določenih visokofrekvenčnih transistorjih imate, posebno bipolarni transistori imajo nizko ojačenje, 5-6 decibelov, tam ta vhodna moč ni zanemarljiva. So some, okay, of course, lasers may have quite a huge input power. But also some, especially bipolar radio frequency transistors, may have quite a low gain. High power transistors like the TP5051 you had the exercises. That transistor at its rated frequency has a very low gain, 5 or 6 dB. This is 3 times or 4 times the power. Then the input power is quite an important thing to consider in the efficiency. Dosti krat vam rečejo proizvajalci za take, za tranzistorje, ja, kolektorski izkoristek je pa toliko, ali pa izkoristek ponore, toliko. So, the manufacturers of these semiconductor devices usually try to avoid this definition, and they say the collector efficiency or the drain efficiency is so many percent. Yes, collector efficiency or drain efficiency means neglecting the input power. But this input power may be quite large with some devices because the device has low gain. If it has low gain, then the input power cannot be neglected in such a device. And the device may have just power by polar transistor, may have just 6 dB of gain. So this is actually 1/4 of this, so it cannot be neglected. Kaj to zdaj za nas pomeni v praksi? Ne? Kakšne stvari lahko naredimo iz tega? Dobro, če imamo oddajamo signal za konstantno ovojnico, je tu imamo ta izkoristek. So we can get this efficiency if we have a kind of modulation with constant envelope. Za konstantno ovojnico, recimo frekvenčna modulacija, so frequency modulation is such kind of transmission. And the envelope is constant here, so this is already the efficiency of our transmitter. Or phase shift keying in the digital world, where the phase shift keying is also a transmission, it has a quite constant envelope. So this is the efficiency we can calculate in our transmitter. Žal, ljudje niso pametni in ponavadi v modulacijo načrtujejo razni teoretiki, ki oddajnika še svoj živ dan v življenju niso videli. In vam pridejo ven s kakšno tako stvari, kakor je OFDM. So, unfortunately, telecommunication devices nowadays are no longer designed by engineers. They are designed by some kind of theoreticians, professors that have never seen a transmitter in their life. And they come out with such crazy modulations like OFDM. And OFDM is no problem with Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi ima 52 nosilcev.
ker je FFT 64, ne pa nekih ne uporabno.
So the FFT size with RFDM with Wi-Fi is the size 64. We are not using all of the carriers because of the anti-aliasing filters, the analog filters. We are using 52 carriers for the new Wi-Fi standard. And this is not a problem. Why? Because Wi-Fi works at low power levels. So we don't really bother, we don't really care much about the efficiency. Zwifiem nas ne boli iskoristiti, ker Wi-Fi ima nisko moč oddajnika, tako da tukaj nas tu ne boli. Toč pa, stvari, kakor so DVB-T, ne, lo gre tukaj nekje številke tam od 700 do 30 tisoč nosilcev. So there are some, like DVB-T, transmission standards, then this number of carriers go into hundreds and thousands. And DVB-T requires a high power transmitter on our mountaintop, so now we are in trouble. Why? Zakaj smo zdaj tukaj v težavah s takim standardom? Zato, ker jaz moram pogledati, koliko je, če imam moč enega nosilca, ne? So if each individual carrier has a power P0, then the average power, average power of OFDM transmission, the average power, is n times the number of carriers, the number of carrier powers. Če imamo poprečna moč pri DVB-T-ju, bo zdaj število nosilcev krat moč kakega posameznega nosilca. Ampak vršna moč bo pa n kvadrat krat moč posameznega nosilca. Ne? So, with OFDM, the average power of an OFDM transmission is number of carriers times the power of a single carrier. But the peak power, the maximum power, is n squared times the power of a single carrier, because of a phasor sum. Zaradi kazalične vsote posameznih nosilčkov, te kazalčki so lahko v določen trenutku, vsi se šteje v eno smer. In imate n kazalcev v eni smeri, kar je n kratna napetost, je n kvadrat krat moč. So why this happens here with the maximum power? With OFDM, we have a phasor sum of the individual carriers. And in some particular case, all these phasors may be aligned in the single direction. So the phasor sum of n carriers, all aligned in phase, is n times the voltage. N times the voltage is n squared times the power. So the maximum power may be quite, quite large. Kaj zdaj tu pomeni za naš oddajnik? Ne? Za naš oddajnik, kako bomo gradili oddajnik? Gradili oddajnik bomo gradili tako, da ta P maksimalna mora biti jasno manjša ali enaka P NDB. Ne? So this maximum power should be less or equal than P1 dB of our transmitter in order to be able to produce this power. P in DB je nekaj, kar lahko proizvedemo na koncu našega oddajnika, ne glede kako smo kar mislili, se pravi, ta maksimalna moč mora biti zdaj, manjša od P in DB, kar potrebujemo, če hočemo takšno oddajo narediti, ne? Govorim v teoriji. Kaj zdaj tu pomeni za nas? Ja, lahko pogledam zdaj, ne? Lahko pogledam, da zdaj ta poprečna moč, ne? Poprečna moč bo zdaj tale P maksimalna, ne? Deljeno z številom nosilcev, oziroma tu je manjše ali enako, ne? P in DB, ne? Z številom nosilcev, ne? So this average power of our DVB-T transmission is equal to the P1 dB power divided by, is less, it should be less than, less or equal than, P1
q1db divided by the number of carriers we have. In Nash's query stack, our efficiency of such a transmitter is the average power divided by the DC power. Ampak zdaj to stvar lahko zapišem, da tu je pa zdaj ena z n, ne? Krat tukaj, ne? P n db, ne? Z p enosmerno, ne? So we write this using efficiency. And this is eta 1 dB divided by the number of carriers. Kaj to pomeni, da ta izkoristek je lahko izredno, izredno slab? So this efficiency may go really, really bad if we have a large number of carriers. Naprimer, če vzamemo primer DVB-T, ne? DVB-T, so let's make an example. DVB-T maybe with 8000 carriers. And with a class A amplifier that has an efficiency of 30%, 1 dB. The total efficiency will be here 0.3 divided by 8000. In ta izkoristek, zdaj če to delimo z 1000, ne, je nič celi, nič, nič, nič. 3, ne, zdaj pa še to trojko deliti za osmico, je nič 4, je ta stvar zdaj v odstotkih je to nič celih, nič, nič 4%, ne. Se da žive s takim izkoristkem? Can we live with such an efficiency? I would say no. This doesn't make sense. But this is where theoreticians got us with OFDM. To tu so nas zdaj zrinili teoretiki za FDM, ne? In FDM je zelo slaba modulacija, kar se tiče izkoristka, ne? What is the practical practical solution? Praktična rešitev tukaj je, da dopuščamo neke popačenja, ne? So we allow some distortion with OFDM. Allowing for some distortion, we see that we need this ratio se pravi, če dopuščamo neke popačenja, vidimo, da ta to razmerje P maksimalna z P poprečna. Da ga lahko držimo nekje med 10 in 30, ne, kar je v logaritemskih enotah od 10 decibelov tja do 15 decibelov. Ne. Odvisno od tega, koliko popačenja se lahko prevoštimo. So, we see that with OFDM we can live with some distortion, limiting the maximum power we are producing with our transmitter. To say 10 times to 30 times the average power. We do not have this huge ratio here. Nimamo tega ogromnega razmerja, kakor ga imamo tukaj. Ne? Tukaj teoretsko razmerje je bilo n. Ne? We do not have this huge ratio n, as defined in theory. But we allow for some distortion. We can calculate that things are not really so bad. En primer sem vam dal iz računa, sem vam dal v čist na koncu tega PDF-ja, ki sem vam ga poslal. Ne? Z tega PDF-ja se da videti, da že pri 15 decibelih je popačenje iz zelo, zelo, zelo majhno. So, if we account for all possible bad things, 15 dB usually solves the problem. So, this probability of phasors aligning in the same phase and summing up the voltage is very, very low. Already at 15 dB. Že pravi, že pri 15 decibelih pridemo do tega, da
ni težav, da je verjetnost, da se bojo vsi kazalčki postavili isto smer in se štela napetost zelo majhna. In lahko vse stvar porežem, pač dobim nekaj popačenja. Ne? So allowing for some distortion, things are not that bad. Se pravi, ta stvar zdaj tukaj, vidimo, če tukaj, če bi si izkoristek zapisal, ne? Izkoristek je tudi pravzaprav, zdaj tukaj ne ena z n, pač pa rečemo tukaj p povprečna z p maksimalno, ne? Krat pomnoženo p n db, ne? Deljeno z p enosmerna, ne? Naš izkoristek. Oziroma je tu lahko p povprečna z p maksimalno, ne? So I replace this n here with the ratio now of powers, I can live with here, times eta 1 db. No, in če tu zdaj zapišem, tu je p povprečna, z p maksimalno v praksi. Ne? In tukaj imam izkoristek nh decibela, ne? Se pravi, krat 30%. Ne? Dobim ven, če ustavim, so if I insert the figures here, here the efficiency will be between 1% up to 3%. Izkoristek prije od nh do 3 odstotke. So this is the real world efficiency of an OFDM transmitter. Kaj to pomeni za nas boga uporabnike, zemljane? Ljudje božji, čuvajte vaš GSM telefon, dokler deluje. Ker pa tisto baterija traja. Pri LTE telefonu ali pri UMTS telefonu baterija crkne. So what does this mean in practice? If you have a good old GSM phone, keep it! Try to have it working. Because if you buy a new MTS or a LTE phone, the battery will go, will be gone quite quickly. Because of that reason. Not just LTE, already UMTS had a very stupid transmitter scheme. Something similar to FDM, but it was not FDM. But it had a very poor transmitter efficiency. So, if you have a good old GSM phone, the GSM phone is going to last, work for a week with a single battery. Not with LTE, forget it. But theoreticians don't want to think about this. Teoretik je reč, o tem ne razmišlja, ampak če imate dober star GSM telefon, držte, a kad ista stvar dela in tirna na baterijo, ne? LTE je bo predskrepo, ne? This is just to explain what is behind. People don't want about, everyone is talking about LTE, doesn't want to tell you this theory. But keep the good old phone. Dobro, to je kar se tiče izkoristka. So this is what about efficiency. But now, we can actually make this power, we need so much power from our battery. S tem z izkoristkem smo se tukaj pogovarjali, koliko baterije pravzaprav rabimo, da lahko to moč sploh ustvarimo tukaj. Ne? Ker moč moramo imeti. Ne? So we need power. Can we generate it? Yes, we can generate it. If we make the calculation about the efficiency of our transmitter. But we didn't say anything about distortion. Nismo nič rekli o popačenju. Smo rekli popačenje, mogoče znamo popraviti tukaj. So we didn't talk about distortion yet. We said maybe we can correct distortion here in front of our amplifier. So drive the amplifier in such a way to get the correct signal at the output. Se pravi, popačenje bomo skušali rešiti na ta način, da signal tako predelamo na vhodu, ga predpopačimo, da bomo dobili ta pravilno stvar na izhodu. Ne? To je ponavadi naš cilj, predvsem skupaj. Ne? No, ampak še zmerjam, to popačenje je treba ovrednotiti. Se pravi, moramo dobiti eno merilo, koliko je tega popačenja tukaj. Ne? Koliko popačenja dobimo. Ne? So, still, the distortion of an amplifier is an important quantity. And we have to define how much distortion we have from an amplifier. Distortion can be tolerated because we can correct the signal in front of it. We can pre-distort the signal to remove the distortion in front. So, this can be done, but still, we need to know how much work do we have to do to remove this distortion. How difficult it's going to be. And we have to see where distortion comes from. Zdaj, z opisat popačenje, ne moramo opačenje, ne moramo opisovati z močmi, moramo se vrniti na napetosti ali pa na tokove. Ne? So we cannot describe distortion simply with power levels. Talking about distortion, we have to go back to voltages or currents. In če si narišemo tako ojačevalnik, ne? Ta naš ojačevalnik ima na vhodu, tukaj je neko U in, ne? In na izhodu, ima neko U out. So, we have some input voltage, some output voltage, and our gain of our amplifier is usually defined as power output divided by power input, and this is usually a square root of out divided by input. If the characteristic impedance is the same, so pravi, če so impedance vhodna in izhodna enake, je razmerje moči, ta ojačenje ponavadi enako korenu iz razmerja napetosti, ne? Ker moč gre z I'm crazy what I'm writing. The square of the out in square. If the impedances are the same, if this is. But our device is not linear. Naš gradnik ni linearen. No, in če gradnik ni linearen, lahko poskusimo zapisati izhodna napetost. Cocker and polynomial. So we can try to write the output voltage as a polynomial. Pišemo kakor polinom, s tem, da zmeraj mislimo, da tu so trenutne vrednosti. So, these are, u input is a function of time, u output is also a function of time. The voltages are immediate values, they are not phasors. Ne pišem tukaj kazalcev, pišem trenutne veličine tukaj. In zapišemo stvari kakor polinom, če smatramo, da je ta stvar nelinearna. Ne? No, zdaj, kaj nam vsak ojačevalnik naredi? Ponavadi mi ojačevalnik krmilimo z enim sinusnim izvorom. Ne? So, driving an amplifier with a sine wave. Ne? Kaj zdaj dobimo mi tukaj ven? Ne? Kaj, če si pišem tako. Recimo, tukaj si pišem, kateri koeficient imam, right, which coefficient I have, and here I drive with just a single frequency. So, u input is say, amplitude times cosine omega t. Ok, zdaj dobimo ven. Ne? No, te prvi člen v razvoju vrsto, ta alfa nič, to je delovna točka. Ne? Alpha 0 is just a bias point of our amplifier. This is DC. Alpha n nam daje koristno ojačenje, se pravi alfa n nam daje tukaj omega, ne? Alpha 2, če bi zdaj jaz tukaj kozinus kvadratično, so alfa 0 just gives us out the same frequency omega. Alpha 2, what gives alpha 2? Gives us a DC component, and this is a rectifier. And gives us the second harmonic. Drugi člen, per razvoju vrsto kvadratičen člen, cosinus na kvadrat, so cosine squared, can be expressed as 1 half plus 1 half cosine of twice, of 2 omega. So we get second harmonic.
alfa 3, če si ga zapišem tukaj, ne, alfa 3, če ga zapišem, kaj mi prinese? Mi prinese omega, mi prinese 3 omega. Ne. Če bi spet razvil kozinus na tretjo, so developing this cosine to the cube here into simpler functions, I get 3 omega and I also get omega. Kaj nam opisuje tale omega? Tale omega tukaj mi opisuje nasičenje. This omega here is actually describing this curve here. We are no longer linear. This cubic term will be eating part of the signal generated. Se pravi, ta kubični člen bo požaril del signala, ki ga naredi linearni člen, in zaradi tega se pridemo v nasičenje. Ne? Ta nam opisuje nasičenje. Ta člen tukaj. Ne? No, in tako lahko pišem naprej člene. Ne? Se pravi, recimo, alfa 4, ki bi dobili ven. Alfa 4 dobim spet enosmerno, dobim drugi harmonik, dobim četrti harmonik. So, writing additional terms. Alfa 4 gives us DC component, second harmonic and fourth harmonic. Alpha 5 gives us omega, 3 omega, 5 omega, 3 omega, 3 omega, 5 omega, dobimo s petim členom tukaj s polinomovem. Alpha 6, recimo dobim enosmerno, drugi harmonik, četrti harmonik, šesti harmonik. So, developing cosine to the sixth power, I get a DC component, second harmonic, fourth harmonic and sixth harmonic. Alpha 7, I get omega, 3 omega, 5 omega, 7 omega. Vsi te členi so v radijski tehniki razmeroma lahko jih je izločiti, ne, v radijski tehniki. So in radio technology it's relatively easy to remove unwanted terms. With a bandpass filter. I put here a bandpass filter. And all radio devices are quite narrowband devices. Radijske zadeve so ponovadi ostopasovne, pasovna širina v radiju. The bandwidth is usually less than 10% of the central frequency. F0. In zdaj, kaj nam vse to pasovno sito črta? To pasovno sito nam zdaj črta enosmerno, nam črta drugi harmonik, nam črta tretji harmonik, nam črta četrti harmonik. Ne? So, the DC component, the bias, the second harmonic, third harmonic, fourth harmonic, this is all easily removed with a bandpass filter that's already part of radio link. And we only get omega here. If we start here with omega. U radijskih zvijezdah ponavadi nam popačenje, se pravi više harmonske, nam ne predstavlja nekih hudih težav, zato ker je sistem sam ostopasovan. Sita so velikost na razred 10% srednje frekvence in nas tu nič ne boli. So in radio communications, usually our filters, even the antenna, if we put here an antenna, the antenna will work efficiently over 10% frequency range. Outside this frequency range, it doesn't radiate. An antenna cannot radiate DC, because the frequency is zero. So these things are simply removed already by the antenna we have in the radio link. Že antena nam ponavadi poreže te stvari. Tako da, tu ni omejitu v radijskih zvezah. Ne? Kaj pa se zgodi v radijskih zvezah? No, če bi si zdaj tukaj recimo narisal spektr, ne? So just to draw a spectrum of what is going on here. Thank you.
definition spectrum, ne? Omega, only the amplitude of the spectrum. So we have the spectral line at, say, omega. We have weaker lines at 2 omega, 3 omega, 4 omega, say 5 omega, I have the harmonics. I have also a DC component. But my passband filter is quite narrow. So this is my passband filter. And this may be already the antenna. The antennas are usually quite narrow. For these reasons, harmonics are no big deal in radio communication. So this kind of distortion is actually not bothering us. But still, we know that we have a non-linear device here, and it is causing some distortion. Vemo da tukaj imamo en nelinearen gradnik in ta nelinearen gradnik nam dela popačenje. Ne? Kako se to popačenje prikaže? So what is the effect now of the distortion? Jasno, jaz trabim neko določeno pasovno širino, če skušam prinašati informacije. So, to transmit information, my signal should have some bandwidth. So it cannot be just a single spectrum line, it needs some bandwidth. This is the input spectrum. We need to transmit information, we need some bandwidth, so this is 2 pi times bandwidth if I have a scale for omega here. And center at omega zero. Cases got this, they say, imam popačenje. Kaj se bo zdaj s takim signalom zgodilo? Če tak signal peljem skozi moj sistem, ne, dobim na izhodu, ne, če obstavljate tu izhoden spektr, omega, out, this was in. Input spectrum, the output spectrum. Jaz dobim razen tega mojega željenja spektra okoli omega nič, dobim še določene stvari. Dobro, tukaj to je lahko izločiti, ne? Dobim stvari tukaj, ne? Ampak poleg tega spektra, sprej okoli 2 omega nič, ne? I get something around 2 omega nič, 0, I get something around DC, but most important of all, I get sidebands here. Dobim dodatne boke tukaj. In to je tisto popačenje, ki me boli, ne, ker tega popačenja ne moram izgledati. Se pravi, popačenje z zvednim spektrom, če jaz prenašam informacijo, mi bo zdaj razširilo moj signal, ne. Dobim v spektru, dobim take boke, če bi to šel širiti, ne. To šel miriti spektru. So, measuring the spectrum, I can see the distortion as the bandwidth of the signal is becoming larger and larger, even around the signal itself. And here a bandpass filter will not solve the problem, because this distortion is inbound. And this kind of distortion we call intermodulation distortion.
U radijskih zvezdah se pravi, imamo ta nov pojem intermodulacijsko popačenje. To je popačenje, ki se naredi na samem signalu. Niso tu harmonke, ki jih lahko, harmonke lahko preprosto izločimo za sitom, pač pa tu popačenje se naredi ob samem signalu tukaj. Zaradi tega je znotraj modulacije, zaradi tega intermodulacijsko popačenje. So what in what is the this new term intermodulation distortion? What it stands for? Intermodulation distortion is the distortion that falls within the useful bandwidth of my signal. This distortion is inside the bandwidth of the signal. I cannot remove it with a bandpass filter because otherwise I'm also going to cut useful information in my bandwidth. And this is where the name comes from. Intermodulation distortion means distortion inside the useful bandwidth of my signal. And this is something we have to live with in radio communication. To je nekaj intermodulacijsko popačenje, nekaj, kar se nam ves čas zdaj plete, karkoli se pogovarjamo o radijskih signalih, nam ostaja intermodulacijsko popačenje. Ne? Zdaj, jaz sem tukaj narisal zgled, ne? Kaj se zgodi? Ampak zdaj, jasno, brez tožnika ni sodnika, ne? Jaz moram biti v stanju ovrednotiti, koliko dober pa je moj očevalnik, koliko intermodulacijskega popačenja naredi. Ne? So now we have to find a measure to define how good is my amplifier, how much distortion is the amplifier causing. And this is no simple way to define this. This is what actually happens in practice, the spectrum broadens. But this broadening of the spectrum is a function of the actual phase of the spectrum here. Here we are plotting just the magnitude of the spectrum, not the phase. Se pravi, signal se nam spektralno razširi, ampak koliko se spektralno razširi, je funkcija faze tega spektra. Mi smo tukaj risali samo amplitudo spektra. Ne? In je zdaj zelo težko napovedati, rečemo, če mi jaz ponavadi spektr ima dano amplitudo, ne, obliko, ne, pa spektr ima nek pravokot, nosi neko informacijo. In zdaj, koliko bo tega nastalo, je odvisno od te faze. Tukaj notri se pravi, ta definicija tukaj je, sicer mi smo tukaj narisali, kaj se v resnici zgodi, ampak mi tu ponoviti v laboratoriju je tu grozno težko. Zato, ker jaz vam lahko izberem takšen signal, da bo tega popačenja ful dosti, ali pa lahko vam izberem takšen signal, da tega popačenja sploh ne bo. So, talking about a laboratory experiment, I can be noted. And I can set the signal generator in such a way that I will get plenty of distortion with a similar spectrum, with the same magnitude of this spectrum, that may cause no distortion at all. Primer spektra, ki ne povzroči nobenega popačenja, je spektra za konstantno ovojnico, na primer frekvenčna modulacija. So, an example of a spectrum that usually causes no intermodulation distortion at all is a signal with a constant envelope, like a frequency modulated signal. A frequency modulated signal has a constant envelope, it causes no intermodulation distortion, the spectrum of a frequency modulated signal will not be affected by this effect. But other spectra will be affected. And now the question is how to define a single measurement that can be reproduced in the laboratory, that I can compare two amplifiers and say, this amplifier causes this much distortion, this amplifier causes this much. I have to find a way how to do this. I have to define my test signal to be able to test all amplifiers in the same conditions, to be reproducible. Se pravi, v laboratoriju jaz moram najti takšen testni signal, s katerim vam lahko tu intermodulacijsko popačenje natančno izmeril. Natančno izmerujem, bom zmerujem enak rezultat in če bom dal Kitajcu za to izmeriti, in bomo povedal, kako ne meri, da bo to dono bil enak rezultat. So, even if I want to find such a method for testing my amplifiers, that no matter who does it, am I doing, is an American doing it, is a Japanese doing it, is a Chinese doing it, that we all get the same result. That we not, do not depend on the phase of the spectrum. The phase of the spectrum here is very difficult to define. Well, zdaj, lahko porečem nekaj, obstajajo merilni postopki tudi, kjer daste v vaš ojačevalnik čisto definira signal. Na primer, imate za telefone, z UMTS telefon, imate, mu možete dati na vhod predpisan UMTS signal in pomeri ste, kaj prije na izhodu. So, we have some standards that speak, for instance, for a UMTS phone, the input signal is known, not just the amplitude, also the phase, the complete input is known, and we look how much sideband growth we have with such a signal. Such definitions do exist, but they are not particularly useful because they are linked to a single system like UMTS. Tak definicije so, ampak niso uporabne. Ne? No, za nas, ista definicija, kar sem pogovarjal naslednjo uro, so we are going to talk about this next hour, is we are going to use an input signal that consists of two frequencies. Bomo krmili dvotonsko z omega 1 in A2 cosinus omega 2. So we are going to try next hour two-tone test with two generators here working at omega 1 and omega 2. For instance, we have two generators, omega 1, omega 2, connected in series and connected to the input of our amplifier. A two-tone test is this called. And the two-tone test is where we can all use the same method, we always get the same results for the same amplifier. We are going to talk about the two-tone method next hour, okay?